Evening. So I'll start with Galatians 5:1. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. So about 2 weeks ago, we celebrated our independence as a nation. And so you'll hear a lot of terms of liberty and freedom and free being thrown around. And when we hear those words, our minds often go to personal rights. We think about, again, the Independence Day, independence in general. But I think more to just doing whatever we want is kind of what the secular world thinks about freedom. It defines it as being unrestrained, no rules, no limitations. But Christian freedom is very different than worldly freedom. And Christian freedom is not about breaking away from responsibility. It's about being freed to live the way that God intended us to live. It's about being released from from sin and death so that we can become what we were created to be. So what were we freed from? So we get freedom from the power of sin. So before we obeyed the gospel, we were not just people who sinned, but we were slaves to sin, as it says in Romans chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. It reads, "We know that our old self was crucified with him so that our body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anybody who has died has been set free from sin." So in Christ, sin no longer is our master. We've been washed and sanctified and justified. That's in 1 Corinthians 6:11. So we also have freedom from the condemnation of the law. Once again, we've learned in Romans 8:1-2, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives us life has set you free from the law of sin and death. So again, we learned that the law could not justify Israel, and it was only by grace that we were saved. So now in Christ, we're not under a law or a system that condemns, but under grace, not to sin anymore, but to live in peace with God. So what are we freed for? We're freed to live a new life. In Galatians 2:20, "I've been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me." And this is the heart of, I think, what Christian freedom is that not that we just don't stop sinning, but we actually start living the life that we're supposed to live, that Christ lives in us. That means we live a life that reflects Christ. That means our words, our priorities, our relationships, they're all different now than what we were before, as we've been set up to live as God's free people. We need to serve one another in love. And Paul warns in Galatians 5:13, "Do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh." Excuse me. "The flesh, rather, serve one another humbly in love." So again, the freedom is not a license to do what pleases us, but it's an opportunity to put others first. We have unlimited freedom in that, in the service to other Christians and to man. To love, to forgive, to help, to share the gospel. We're freed to from selfishness so we can become selfless. We're free to walk by the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:17 reminds us that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Freedom isn't just a one-time moment at baptism. It's a way of life, again, as we're supposed to be walking as an example of Jesus. Every day we walk by the Spirit. We listen to God's word, we pray, and we grow. There's a responsibility of the freed. Peter puts it plainly in 1 Peter 2:16. "We live as free people, but we do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as God's slaves." So, again, living as God's slaves, when we're talking about freedom, is kind of a contradictory. But the paradox is kind of Christian freedom, where we weren't freed to be able to do anything we want. We were freed to be, to become slaves to righteousness, to be what we were originally created to be. What is our purpose? Serving God. And then the warning, don't go back to slavery. Again, going back to Galatians 5:1, "Do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." So it is possible to be set free and then to go back. We see it today in modern times when maybe prisoners get out of prison. They they can't handle the freedom and they go back. It's easy for us to be tempted by that life that we used to know. So we all need to encourage one another and strive to stay true to our Christian freedom. So in conclusion, we need to walk in freedom daily. The Christian freedom is not something we talk about, but it needs to be something that we live, and we live by an example. And every day we have a choice, and we will walk as a people. Will we walk as a people who have been set free? So let us be thankful and never forget the price that was paid for our freedom, and that price was the blood of Christ. So if anyone this evening has a need of the church, you would like to put on Christ in baptism, we can help you now as we all stand and sing.